This is the weekly half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. And on today's show, I'm taking a trip across the Atlantic to the long-lost Paramount New York and to mostly the auditorium where it's designed by Jesse Crawford. It seems that the sound engineers only recorded the smaller broadcast studio organ in the 20s and 30s, and it appears that this track of the then-resident organist Don Baker playing the main Wurlitzer was made in the early 1940s. The Continental with Don Baker at the Paramount Wurlitzer was reissued on a 1957 LP, but no mention was made on the cover notes as to its origin in the shellac era. As a contrast, here's the more intimate sound of the 21-unit studio organ, recorded in 1929 by the Paramount star resident artist Jesse Crawford, who along with his wife Helen was reported to be earning between $500 and $1,000 a week at a time when the average musician's salary was $75 to $125 weekly. That was star status indeed. From an album that I produced some 15 years ago, this is Jesse's A Precious Little Thing Called Love. Thank you. Jesse and Helen left the employ of the Paramount in 1933 after a contract dispute, and for 2 years the organ was silent. Reginald Fort then had a 10-week appearance, and on his departure, declining box office sales sent the management scrambling for a full-time replacement, Don Baker, who stayed for 10 years. There was another 2 years or so of silence from the Wurlitzer before George Wright took his seat at the console. The Birth of the Blues by De Silva, Brown and Henderson, recorded in 1950 by George Wright on the Auditorium Wurlitzer. That was taken from an LP that wasn't released by King Records until 1957, obviously cashing in on George's newfound popularity from his hi-fi label releases. George stayed at the Paramount until sometime in 1951, when the lure of his native West Coast was just too strong, and with those bitter New York winters, who could blame him? Another 2 years of silence followed until Bill Floyd took up the reins of resident, required to play whenever the Paramount staged a live show, which in those days was quite often. This is from a 1957 release, again, The King of Organs, published on the Cook label, a pioneer of the then-new stereo format. In Fidelity terms, as you'll hear, Have You Met Miss Jones was a major step up. Thank you. Bill Floyd was the last resident at the ill-fated Paramount, which closed in 1964, to be gutted and turned into office space. Thankfully, the organ was recorded by several other artists before that dreadful end, including Radio City's Dick Liebert, taking a break from his day job. In possibly even better fidelity than the Cook releases, When It's Springtime in the Rockies was published on the Westminster label, which was better known for its classical repertoire. Another artist to record there was, until recently, totally unknown to me. Robert Bradison apparently was a pianist who had been blind from birth, who, having mastered the piano, taught himself to play the Hammond and subsequently took on the challenge of recording the Paramount Wurlitzer. Or so says the album's liner notes. Perhaps I'm too cynical, having read so much nonsense on LP album covers from the 50s and 60s. Whoever Robert was, he made a fine recording of Bizet's Seguidilla from the opera Carmen.
Thank you.
Bob Wyatt was also unusual in that he was an African-American who played theatre pipes, and I can only think of a handful of other such artists. The album liner notes give nothing away of Bob's artistic background, and a web search just brings up the only album that he appears to have taped, which bears the unfortunate, rather naff title of The Happy Organ of Bob Wyatt. Thankfully, his playing is much better than the album title suggests. Here's the Johnny Burke and Bob Haggart number from 1939, What's New? Last, but by no means least, on this programme of the Paramount New York Wurlitzer is this 1963 track, taken from the very last commercial recording made on the instrument before its removal and subsequent reinstallation in Wichita, Kansas. This is Ashley Miller from his Showtime album, released on the Command label, and the Lerner and Lowe classic, The Waltz at Maxim's. Thank you. Glorious music from the 1958 film Gigi, The Waltz at Maxim's. Fortunately, the Paramount Wurlitzer lived on in the Century 2 Convention Hall in Wichita, Kansas, although I've read that the convention center may be pulled down to build something more modern. Nothing stops the march of time or real estate developers, does it? That brings me to the end of another edition of Hot Pipes. If you can't wait until next week for more of this great music, go to my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find lots of my older shows for listening at your convenience. Otherwise, until the same time next week, on this same station, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Thanks for your company today. Bye for now.